The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
As you know, it's Inauguration Day in Washington, D.C. Donald Trump will today be sworn in for his second term as President of the United States. Former presidents, business leaders, world leaders and celebrities will gather for the event, which for the first time since 1985 will take place indoors due to sub-zero temperatures in the U.S. Capitol. And that's where we go in a moment to talk to Sean Defoe, our political correspondent, who's in D.C. for the inauguration. But first, Donald Trump held his last rally before becoming president last night, where he promised to do a lot of fixing and tried not to brag.
I will act with historic speed and strength and fix every single crisis facing our country. We have to do it. We're not going to have a country. Before even taking office, you are already seeing results that nobody expected to see. Everyone is calling it the, I don't want to say this, it's too braggadocious, but we'll say it anyway. The Trump effect. It's you. You're the effect. Since the election, the stock market has surged and small business optimism has soared a record 41 points to a 39-year high. Bitcoin has shattered one record high after another. The major investment company known as DMAC, the properties, has announced that it will be investing between $20 billion in the United States, and SoftBank, another great company, has pledged between $100 and $200 billion. These are all investments that are only being made because of the fact that we won the election.
And that was Donald Trump in fine form last night at his final victory rally before taking office for the second time. Sean Defoe, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
It's all about money, isn't it?
It is. It is 100% all about money. You see that even with Melania Trump launching her own cryptocurrency in the last 24 hours. Donald Trump obviously has his own crypto coin. And a lot of people I was speaking to over the weekend were talking about that as something which is important to them and something he's jumped on the bandwagon of, having been particularly skeptical of it. And just even that, like, the naked capitalism of everything going on around DC is remarkable. Some of the parties and watch parties that are going on with, you know, price tags of €1,000 a ticket to come and watch the inauguration, especially now that it's all going to be indoors and it's a bit more exclusive. And the amount of merch and tat of every kind that you could imagine being flogged on the streets as well. It's all money, money, money.
Mm. On the streets, how cold is it, Sean?
It's about -5 degrees here now. Yesterday was cold, wasn't too bad. It was sort of 2 or 3 degrees. I think the trouble today will be it's probably going to get down to -7. It had been forecast for -12 overnight, but it hasn't been quite that bad. But there was a lot of rain yesterday, quite a bit of snow as well. So if a lot of that is frozen overnight, it could be quite treacherous. But that said, the Americans are sort of a different breed. It's the stuff that would shut down Ireland in a heartbeat, whereas there was people out salting pavements and salting roads and business is sort of just continuing as usual, albeit it's far too cold to have the inauguration outdoors. And I think a lot of the concern there was for some of the older members of the crowd and Congress and Joe Biden himself. A lot of people talking about the case of William Henry Harrison. He was the U.S. president in 1941, gave an address without a coat outdoors in very cold conditions at his own inauguration and died of pneumonia 2 months later. Didn't want a repeat of that.
They don't want a repeat of that. I'm sure there are many people relieved. And also the crowd test won't come into effect, because with only 600 people in for the ceremony itself, and whoever the hardy souls are who gather outside on the mall looking up at the Capitol, you know, there can be no real comparisons given the weather has driven them indoors.
No, and it's going to be hard. Like, I mean, last time in 2020, obviously, was COVID as well, so you couldn't really compare there. It's going to be interesting because I was speaking to a lot of people who spent an awful lot of money to get here. About 250,000 tickets were issued for places on the mall to watch this. And as you say, that guest list now has been cut down to 600. So a lot of people wondering where to go. Many people, I think, are going to gather on the National Mall anyway. Some are looking for watch parties. And there is a watch rally in the Capital One arena where yesterday Trump held his victory rally, essentially, for this. And I was there throughout the day. It's sort of a remarkable thing to watch as an entertainment spectacle as much as anything else. And as I was speaking to people, they were not only celebrating Trump coming in, but they were also gleefully saying goodbye to Joe Biden, too.
Let's go, baby. Daddy's home.
Where are you from and why are you here?
Seymour, Texas, and we're here for the inauguration of Donald Trump and the victory rally today.
And what is it about Donald Trump that you find so compelling?
He's a great person, does what he's supposed to do.
He gets the job done.
He gets the,
gets
job,
the
done.
Job done.
Says what he's going to do.
Says what he's going to do. And what are you hoping he's going to do in the first few weeks and months of his presidency?
Make America great again.
Finish up the job that he did last time.
And what in particular about the job? What do you want him to finish?
Oh, there's many
close
aspects
the
to that.
Close the border.
Yes, close the border.
Close the border.
Fix inflation.
Get inflation
close
down.
What do you say to people who don't understand Trump internationally, who think he's mad?
You're misinformed.
Come from Mississippi, Tupelo, Mississippi. Come to help Trump make America great again. He's a businessman. He's got good policies. He's going to raise the economy. I think he's a man for the job.
What are you hoping to see out of him in his first few weeks and months in office?
Shit, I don't know. You better ask that question.
Well, the first thing I'd like to see is let's get started securing that southern border. Of course, he's going to work the economy. The economy is going to come up itself. But let's get that southern border fixed. Let's strengthen our military. Let's make our friends again, and our enemies fear us. The first thing I want to see him do with our military is take all the wokeness out, the DEI. Take it out. Let's just go back to straight-up badass U.S. military. Because when you have friends that trust you and enemies that fear you, you don't have wars.
So it's the wokeness in the military that bothers that guy. And the diversity, equality, inclusion, that goes out the window in Trump's army, according to him.
Yeah, and that's something I heard from an awful lot of people. Look, it's sort of interesting even comparing it to Irish politics, because when you do these kind of vox pops with Irish people, you tend to get more of a range of issues. But almost predictably and reliably, when I was talking to people outside the rally, it was the same things over and over again. It was the deep state. It was drain the swamp. It was the wokeness that was getting onto people. And they were the main issues that they were sort of hitting on each time going down. And the skepticism of the media was absolutely fascinating. Every single person said, you can't trust the media. You can't trust what they're saying about Donald Trump. He is actually a good man. And I mean, for some people, like, it was such a party, such a celebration that with the wintry weather hitting D.C., a lot of people, for them, this was Christmas come again.
It's beginning to look a lot like I told you so. I love Trump. This is a sign from 2016. I had to cut the bottom off. You know why? Pencils on the bottom. So I got rid of him. Thank God. And I kept this. And now I can use it for this event here.
And why are you such a big backer of him?
Such a big backer? Because, for one, he's from New York. Two, he has cojones the size of bulls. He's a tough man, and we need that. He's a businessman, and we need that. We don't need the politicians. We need tough men, and we need a businessman to run our country as a business and stop all this extra spending.
He's a very passionate person who loves our country very much, and he's very passionate. And so are we. You know, we love our country and what our founding fathers originally stood for, you know, and he's an outsider. And you know what? Yeah, he's a bit of a mouth, but so what? He has our interest, our heart, you know, and he's got too much money to be bought by people and be told what to do. He really is a good man who cares about the country and who cares about freedom. And actually, it's not just the United States that's saved. It's the whole free world that's been saved with Trump coming back. You watch, you wait, you see.
That man's a father. He's a grandfather. And all they want to do is hate. That's why there was two attempts on his life. That's why you see so much security out here right now. And I feel safe today. I feel real safe. And Trump should feel safe, because if you walk around D.C. right now, you see it. Man's loved. Don't listen to what the mainstream, I'm not talking about what y'all do over there in Ireland, but these cuckoos over here, we're crazy.
You know, Sean, you're a man of great patience having to listen to twaddle like that and make sense of it without, you know, kind of having a go at them, because there are people who would not listen, I suspect, to any argument other than the Trump argument. Anyway, was there any dissent at all?
There was very little. Look, let's be straight about it. It was a Trump party. And I think the big difference from now and 2017 is so many more people are bowing the knee. And I think the manner of his victory as well this time around has sort of changed the discourse here, where everything was protest in 2017. And this is an awful man and we're going to resist everything he does. Even the likes of Bernie Sanders are saying, yeah, I disagree with him on some issues, but here's where I'm going to work with him on an op-ed that he published. The rally that attracted 500,000 people in 2017 attracted 50,000 this time around. A lot of the Democrats who were in DC just got out of the city entirely for this weekend. Although there was an interesting sense of life just goes on around here, in that the Trump rally was taking up several blocks because there was tens of thousands of people trying to get in. And yet, where it was in the Capital One Arena in downtown, if you just go one or two blocks over, you're in a really sort of trendy, hip, dare I say, woke part of town, where the talk was not of Trump at all, but where we go for our latte this afternoon. You know, it's a very, very different dichotomy. But I did get chatting to some people who were protesting over the weekend, the lone voices who were making their view heard.
Biden's still my president. Biden's still my president.
Oh, God, does that say enough? Yeah, very concerned. I'm mostly concerned for our democracy right now.
Well, yes, we need to talk about the elephant in the womb, because for reproductive rights, it's just crazy. We're people. Let's just leave the bodies out of... I don't have enough room in my doctor's office for all the people that want to have a say in what I do and what my doctor has to say about what I need to do. So, yes, that's quite a problem. This was a slogan that I fell in love with, is Don Old puts the dick in dictator, because, yes, it really feels like he's trying to be a dictator. And like I said, the president is not the be-all and say-all for America.
Those relatively few voices speaking up against Trump. Well, some of our listeners have been on. Trump supporters are proven to be equally sore winners as well as being sore losers, as they were 4 years ago. James in Dublin 7. It's Blue Monday, the most depressing day of the year, as some people say. Is that because Trump's inauguration is today? Asks Denise. None of those people actually answered the question. And by the way, inflation in the US is the lowest it has been in 20 years. That's from John. And I think that's a fact. 2.9% is the inflation rate. It doesn't mean the prices topple, because they don't. It's kind of like a ratchet. Once they're up, they rarely come down. Trump is a self-fulfilling prophecy. The state's economy will skyrocket simply because he is in office, not by anything he will necessarily do. Trump has leaned on lenders and people he does not pay to boost his personal fortune. America is hugely indebted. For Trump to follow up on any of his promises, he'll have to treat other countries in the same way, which I don't believe other countries will accept. So either America as a country will hit a wall, or Trump will go back to on almost everything he says, and the population of the US will in time join their condemnation of Trump. He's a good salesman. He's sold America a lie that they believe, and they are way more significant in the world than they actually are. That's according to Kieran in Cork. So, Sean, the rest of your day?
Well, yeah, going to see the rest of the events, or try to see them. Obviously, that's been thrown into a bit of disruption with everything going on. I'm going to head down to the National Mall, hopefully not slip on ice and end up on some viral clip, and see what's going on and chat to people and try to find a viewing party there. I have to say, I know you're saying I must have a lot of patience to talk to the Trump people. It is kind of just fascinating chatting to the average Trump voter. And there's almost a childlike quality, and I don't mean that in a disparaging way, but like they just accept what he says absolutely unquestionably and say, yeah, of course, this is the guy, this is what he's saying, and therefore it must be true. And yet Trump is very, very good at spinning things to his advantage, and now has the cooperation of a lot of different organizations. If you look at TikTok, for example, it went down here on Sunday morning. By Sunday evening, oh, they were saying, well, Trump has fixed it. As soon as he comes in, we'll have a deal there. That's done. He's claiming credit for Israel, Gaza, saying they saw I was coming in and now they've sorted it out. You have been making the papers here this morning already, dozens of people resigning from the State Department, career civil servants who he's basically told to get out. So from his supporters' point of view, they're pointing to all these things and saying that would not be happening with Donald Trump. Of course, he's reinforcing that. And, you know, it's rolling into the support that he seems to have gotten without a lot of the pushback that I think he had in his last term.
Sean, thank you very much for joining us. And Sean will be reporting throughout the day on our programmes. And also we'll be having a discussion later on with a number of people about what to expect from Trump 2.0. That's later on. Also in the programme, huge overcrowding in Mountjoy Prison. But next, the setbacks facing sustainable aviation fuel, who is flying where, and further insight into the Jeju Air accident.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.